아들이 다 들이 다 저번종아 다 대신 70년부터 와 어들이 아대 제거를 아 대대 대신 70년이다 하는 그거대 공부 아 또 잡을 레버스 드네라 다 대모가 아네 아 가서 근데 내 놓치 서비스 드네 드네 누구다대 어두스신데 아 Deni cedi de, de koru cedi, de kuyiz, deyiz.
So today coincides with the 15th day, which is the most important day of the Festival of Miraculous Deeds. And so also Rinpoche was invited to, requested to give oral transmission of this text of Amitayus. So Rinpoche decided to do all these in one day, during this special day, which is a day of great blessing. 那我们这段期间呢，就是在今天是这个食物月圆呢，就是在神变节当中最重要的这一天，然后最主要的这个日子就在这个十五号，所以而且我们这次有受邀请，也受邀请要口传这个无量寿经，所以我们就今天在这里呢，就是在这个地方决定要传这个口传这个无量寿经呢，顺便就是庆祝这个十五。月圆的这个神变节的月圆。
我的那是他阿姆达巴斯亚多阿姆达巴斯亚多在国跟龙车的车的都是的设计的这个优势。
So generally, what we know of the two Buddhas, Amitabha, the Buddha Infinite Light, and Amitayus, the Buddha Infinite Life, essentially these two are the of the same entity. However, Amitabha Buddha manifests in the aspect of a fully ordained monk in what we call the Supreme Nirmanakaya.Supreme Emanation Body, so it appears in the aspect of a fully ordained monk. 然后一般我们称为这个阿弥陀佛以及这个无量寿佛呢，实际上是同一尊的。但阿弥陀佛呢是属于这个怎么讲？世界这个殊胜这个圣应化身啊，殊胜应化身就是圣化身呢、啊。那殊胜应化身的这个形象呢，就是示现为这个具足戒的这个外相上示现这个具足戒的这个比丘啊。世界这个比丘的这个形象，那个形象就称为阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛是的，阿弥陀佛，那有那么些，对吧？那有那么些，我都是见的。那个，那把电的神奇的电子有的是，等到可能你几百的超级细的，那有超级见的，等到可能几百的上面是。
So then what is known as Amitayus or the Buddha of Infinite Life is simply Amitabha manifesting in the aspect of a meditational deity. So what we know as Amitabha and Amitayus are actually just different aspects of the same entity, same enlightened entity manifesting in different aspects of work for the welfare of sentient beings.然后在无量寿佛的话呢，就是实际上是阿弥陀佛示现这个本尊的这个形象啊，所以阿弥陀佛是示现这个比丘形象，那无量寿佛是示现这个本尊的这个形象，所以实际上是同一体的同一个体性的，但是示现不同的一些形象来度化，不以不同的这个方式来度化这个众生而已，但实际上是同一个体性。
阿弥陀佛的。아당초에다세전대회능력가와내제보다도개판망시에나들에러바지에는들에모마지에나도오세오두순거래스세자들에당초에메일이다와제여와지들메일이친디에느리지도아는상지지잠바느리지지자인년은방화순대기잠바상황만은느리지지지안달수소를만들어내신이들이여야돼그래치즈비다치즈비조보여치치대야치여어드네야치담을남아여드네야다치즈비드제공을상어드네야가다라는거에내다내다어챈드도아니면만약
So, at this moment of time, we have achieved this precious human rebirth. Then we have also met with the Buddhist teachings, and also not only the Buddhist teachings, but we met with Jay Rinpoche's teachings, which is a perfect unity, a perfect union of Sutra and Tantra. And then also that we have met with the spiritual master, and also we have the external support of Dharma friends. So at a time moment like this, when we have so much internal and external conditions and support for Dharma practice, one should go beyond the concerns of this life. Rather, one should have a motivation that is concerned with the goals beyond this life, such as the happinesses of future lives, and all the way to the ultimate goals of a liberation, enlightenment, Buddhahood. Therefore, one should have as virtuous or as altruistic an intention or motivation as possible. 然后此刻呢，我们就是已经获得这个西阿门人生，已经止育的佛陀教法，不但已经止育佛陀教法，我们也在其中也止育宗喀巴大师这个显密圆融的这个教法。所以故此刻呢，我们也止育这个大圣的善知识，然后也有很多外在善品方面的这个助缘呢，这个善品方面的这个助缘，如这些善知识聚合，同行的这个道友的这个支柱，所以我们内在。 以及外在、内外之间的这些修法，在办这个道业的这些顺缘都已经具足圆满的这个当下呢，我们应当弃舍这个世间的这些动机啊，就是追求现世安乐的这些动机，然后尽可能升起一个清净的这个动机，就是求取呢超越现世以外的这些利乐，比方说求来世的这个安乐以及了。
究竟的这个安乐，就是究竟安稳的安稳乐，就是所谓的了脱生死以及成佛果位这样的这种乐呢，来去听闻这个口传，所以我们应当尽可能发起这个清净的这个动机呢，来听闻这个口传。我等待他，他去这边，这些要不你的这张，你那些么器械的朋友也好过，我等这个等的被要不得的，等待他，等待马杰马杰。
So at a point of time like that, when we have all these perfect conditions for Dharma practice internally and externally, one should try to have a motivation that's befitting of such a condition, such an auspicious time and moment. If one were to not have such a lofty motivation, but just be only concerned or concerned with only the affairs of this life, then one is actually no different from an animal. And why do we say that? Because if you look at an behavior or the instinctive response of an animal is that it seeks only and solely the welfare of this life. You know, wherever it sleeps, wherever it goes, whatever it eats, you know, whatever it seeks is always only the pleasures of this life and avoiding the sufferings of this life. So there's absolutely nothing or no goals that go beyond the concern of this life. So if we, as human beings, with the opportunity and the potential to develop ourselves beyond such an evolutionary stage, you know, if we do not have such a befitting motivation, it actually does not fit with the opportunity that we are given or opportunity that we have right now to practice the Dharma. So therefore, we should try to generate an altruistic motivation that goes beyond the concerns or obsessions of the welfare of this life. 所以如果我们如今已经获得这个西阿门人生呢，就是在内外 这些修法的一些道员呢，助缘都已经圆满具足的这样的一个黄金时刻呢，如果我们不升起一个能够配得上这样的一个黄金时刻，配得上这样的个祥满人生，珍贵祥满人生，相配得上的这个动机的话呢，或者这个发心的话呢，那会变成说我们就不如这个禽兽啊。那为什么说不如禽兽？如果你看一半的这个禽兽或者畜生的话呢，他们无论到哪去吃什么。 睡什么地方，或者他们所做的一切，总有一切，他们只有一个目标，就是只求现世的这个安乐意。所以对一般的畜生而言，他们根本不会想到超越现世的这个安乐，他们的这个考虑范围以及他们一般的这个反应的机能反应都不会超越就是求取现世或者当下的这个利乐而已。然后所以如果我们获得这个想法人生的这个当下，如果我们的动机没有超越现世的这个安乐的话呢，那就跟一般的禽兽是差不多一样的这样的智能，所以就等于说我们的动机呢配不上我们的这个想法人生。所以既然已经获得这个想法人生的话呢，我们应当尽可能升起一个清净的这个动机。
我跟你起码也不简单说尊强过对吧，那个古话梦吧说的这个事就真的没这个事，那刚刚说说刚刚说过去那个你们的亲人的样子这就写过来了。但是呢但是你也不用来了吧，你那个气质高高你也不用你起码也不用这个这些的古话对吧，古话对吧，然后我古话对吧，好的嘛，我他们在这个人家这种人是人家姐姐有嘛的他去也不去是吧，这种也不去对吧，这个用过这个是什么你看这个用过的是。
So at the, this moment of time when we have such a perfect human rebirth, then we should not remain ignorant of what you call belligerent to or indifferent to this precious opportunity. One should try to generate as pure a motivation and as dedicated a mind of Dharma intention as much as we are able to possible. 那如今我们获得这个想法人生的话呢，我们应当认知这个想法人生这个潜能呢，然后不再对于这个想法的它的这个潜能呢忽略或者就是无动于衷这样子。所以我们应该尽可能把握这个黄金时刻，然后尽可能升起一个清净的这个动机，然后尽可能修这些众多的一些善行等等。
我的那个当然都没理也不理，但是那个当然都拒绝过了，拒绝完了等你把确认不去呢，那你去把大型把动我的那个修理也不用过的事，等你说他的车拉去电工车拉去等你的那个老我的那个要么的是你妈的说这样那样是吧，那个修了就咋子嘛所有的事。
So therefore, since we dedicate the entire or the rest of our lives to Dharma practice, then it makes sense that we should have a long life. You know, we should have more years of a human life in order that we be able to practice more a quality Dharma. So therefore, in order to increase our life or to nourish our life force, then to rely upon, there's no great better deity than this one, Amitāyu, the Buddha Infinite Life, to rely upon for a long life. So therefore, with such a motivation, the intention of practicing Dharma, then taking this oral transmission so that we can rely upon this deity to increase our lifespan, increase our opportunity to practice Dharma. 那如今我们已经如果我们发起这样的这个清净的动机呢，就是想说要使用这个下人生来修行啊，就这个善行等等，那所以我们应当因为我们发心要要用剩余的这个生命来修行啊，所以我们就发起这个所以我们就应当长寿啊，应当求这个长寿，为了让自己能有更多的这个时间来修行修持这个善法。所以故此呢，就是我们应当依持这个无量寿佛这个长寿长寿尊呢，来去增添我们的这个元寿，为了让自己能够有更多的这个时间能够来修持这个正法。所以故此以教的这个动机，为了能够修行而求长寿，来依止这个无量寿佛求长寿呢，以教的这个动机来听闻这个口传。
我的那个那个弄了那个让你几百万元吧，我给他的那个神经痛就动啊从前的站在那儿不是说我在那边吧，一些的等那个那个剑法师也在他身边工作，今年也到了下你这些的在那边让的人啊那在那边吧，但结果那样就在当年年也结很年那样我结了一双的事吧。
So not only should our motivation be focused upon our own Dharma practice, we should also extend our altruism to include all sentient beings with the intention to ultimately, the ultimate goal is to free all sentient beings from suffering and to place them in a state of ultimate happiness. And for that purpose, seeking the attainment of full Buddhahood and therefore for this intention, engage in the practice of Dharma, practice of longevity and so forth. So having such a bodhicitta motivation to undertake this oral transmission. 然后我们的这个动机呢，不仅限于自己，我们发心不仅限于自己的这个长寿或者这个利乐呢，而是发愿能够就近的度脱一些众生，脱离这个轮回的苦海，然后将一些众生安于这个圆满的这个安乐当中，安置于圆满的这个安乐当中，以这样的这个动机呢，求证的这个无上正等正觉的这个福果位，然后以这样这个清净的这个动机来去听闻。
菩提心的这个动机或发起呢，来去听闻这个正法的这个口传。